Hello, this is Mark Brown for Beyond the Room at the Rough Sleeping Initiative funded Psychologically Informed Environments Conference 2019 in Southampton. We're at the end of it. Everyone is making their way off into the deepening dusk. And I'm here with
Stephanie Barker.
And I wanted to ask Stephanie, we've had an entire day hearing about psychologically informed environments and homelessness and other elements of kind of social change and social action. What have you been thinking about from where you come from?
Yeah, so I was thinking about a question that was asked to me earlier around how peer mentorship really fits into the psychologically informed environments framework. And it got me to think about Dr. Nick McGuire's model that he's recently published, and it's in a book. I can't remember the title right now, but it's a theoretical model of repeat homelessness. And essentially what it does is look at the macro context to the micro context, so the social to the individual. And then in the middle is thinking about those psychological factors, those historical factors, and other factors that contribute to repeat homelessness. And what we can do as service providers and researchers is look at those psychological factors that do have an impact on repeat homelessness, and then try and tweak them and target our interventions that way. So for me, that's where the peer mentoring really falls, because it can have an impact on people, how they structure their own biographies of their lives. Because from where I'm sitting, I think the peer is just as important as the client. So I like to think about the outcomes for the peer in addition to how the client might benefit. So that opportunity to tell your story and to use your own lived experience to help someone else can start to have an impact on how you view yourself. And that really helps you to change your own story, or at least the perception of your own story, and not seeing it so much as wasted years or anything like that, but more about how it's become a qualification and how you've learned to get through this and survive. And it's a set of skills that you've also developed.
It's really interesting, because I've been listening and live tweeting from this conference today, and we've talked a lot about values and whether organizations have values or whether individuals have values, and that it's all about meeting kind of one human heart to another human heart.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking about the role of that group of people that we call peer mentors or peer workers and stuff like that. Do you think that the peer element of psychologically informed environments is optional or vital, or is it horses for courses?
I think it's vital. I absolutely think it's vital, because it's, when you start to involve people with lived experience and you start to reduce the power and imbalances in services by doing that and seeing people as people, and you start to hear their stories as an individual. I mean, it's really easy to look at statistics, etc., and just brush it off and not absorb that information. But when you start involving people with lived experience and reducing those power imbalances, that it starts to change, I think, the way a service functions for the better. And you start to really value people's input, and that change process, that critical friend in a way, you know, and I think it's just really important to be open to that. I think that says a lot about an individual or service. I think it's absolutely vital. I think that's where we're headed. And a little caveat to that is that I think it has to be done well and with care, you know, and for the right reasons. I think we might be moving a bit towards it being a tick box, and I don't want that to be the case where it's tokenism and someone is just there for the sake of being the lived experience person in the room. But yeah, so I do think it's It's absolutely vital, but done well.
There's a question about whether psychologically informed environments done badly are worse than non-psychologically informed environments. Like, does that ring true as a question?
Yeah, if I'm applying it to peer mentorship and involving people with lived experience, then yes, I think doing it badly is probably worse than not doing it at all in some respects. Although, I don't know, because the basic principle that I see a psychologically informed environment is that you have a culture, an atmosphere where you can be reflective and that you're just taking time to think about why you're doing the things you're doing. So if you have that premise and you're involving people with lived experience, I don't know if you'll necessarily do it badly. If you're open to taking a step back and looking at what you're doing, then I don't think you'll really head down. And then in that case, I think it's not, I forgot how to word the question, but not doing it or doing it badly. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, it sounds a bit like if you are going to... If peer mentors are going to be a significant part of the thing you do, it feels like they can't really be a significant part of the thing you do without being a psychologically informed environment.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's, I think peers have a great ability to really magnify or put a magnifying glass to things that are either stigmatizing or oppressive or just not done really well within a service. And I think that is invaluable. I mean, it's so important and for progress and for us to be able to turn around and look at ourselves and really think about why we're doing what we're doing and being open to having people who've gone through our service to be like, yeah, that was really not good for me, and it would be great if we could change it in this way, and for things to be informed and have true co-production at the heart of things that we do.
Brilliant. Thank you for that.